Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, we are going to give you a live update as to what is happening out at the Rock Hill Piedmont Medical Center Vaccination Clinic. We were going to do this at the clinic today, but because they ran out of vaccine, we're here at Substation 2 just for the week. I knew he couldn't be quiet. He could not be quiet. You know, we've been having a little side bet here at the table how long it would take before Mark Nasaka would say something, because he said, I don't need this microphone. I'm not going to say it. I couldn't even get the intro out. Look at him. All right. So you know Mark Nasaka from Piedmont Medical Center is here.
And I'm just delighted to be here with the cultural icon of Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
Can you believe this is supposed to be a serious show? All right. Rick Lee, DHEC Commissioner.
Greetings.
From the great city of Rock Hill, South Carolina. And Mr. Nuts and Bolts, the guy who really knows how to pull something together, Mr. Jimmy Bagley, who is one of the great management on the management team at the city of Rock Hill.
Good afternoon, Manny. Glad to be here.
So how do we start with this? I heard Jimmy in an interview I think you did yesterday. We're at 20,000 vaccinations now?
We did. Yesterday was a remarkable day for us. We hit the 20,000th dose, if you will. That's with over 6,800 volunteer hours and over 1,200 volunteers. So just remarkable opportunity for the community, as well as just saving lives. That was day 25 of running a clinic, and to get 20,000 doses out in 25 days is pretty outstanding for a community. That's a big deal.
So, Rick Lee, I'm sure, knowing you, that you have made known to the powers to be down in Columbia how well this oil machine is doing?
Yeah, really, the lessons we've learned doing this, I've been able to share down there and help with the operations of other clinics, highlighting problem areas or areas that impede the vaccination process, and really it's helped people across the state. We've discussed things such as the proper needles. You know, some needles can get more vaccine out of a vial than others, and we're working with the DHEC to make sure that the ones that get six doses out of a vial are the ones that come out to the clinics and not the ones that only get five. So, I mean, there's lots of things that we've been able to share with them as a result of this experience.
And you know what's amazing to me is when you set up a scheduling system for people to register to come in and get their shots, there's just going to be times that come when people can't get there. And here you are with open vials of a vaccine, and you've got a system for making sure that vaccine doesn't go in the trash can, it's going into somebody's arm.
Yeah, we've wasted no vaccine. I mean, zero. In fact, our efficiency with the vaccine is, in addition to administering all the vaccine, we're able to get more with the different kinds of needles out of the vials, so that we're running at about 120% of a utilization. So, you know, if a vial says it has five doses in it and we are able to get six or seven, then that gives us a higher percentage. So we're running well above MUSC and other hospital organizations like that.
It's amazing. All right, so what is the state of the state as it comes to vaccine, getting our hands on as much as we possibly can use?
Well, there's more vaccine coming. J&J, I think they received about 30,000 doses, which were distributed. There's more Pfizer in the pipeline. We anticipate receiving about another 1,100 or so per week above what our base number is now, starting in about 2 weeks. So we'll be up in the close to 4,000 doses available per week when that occurs. And that's when we can really crank as an organization. We can put out a lot of vaccinations in a short period of time with what Jimmy and Piedmont have put together.
You know, I sent to each one of you a copy of the letter to the church congregation of the Episcopal Church of Our Savior, written by our priest, and I read it on the air. So I just thought it spoke volumes about what people are seeing out there in terms of how efficiently this is run, how calm, cool, and collected everybody is, not only those who are volunteering, but those who are in line when things are adjusted and their schedule's not exactly what they thought it would be. I mean, I just think what you all have done out there is just nothing short of a miracle.
Well, in all likelihood, we are the only county that could make the following statement, and I was talking with Jimmy about this and Mark earlier, and that is we have vaccinated the teachers and staff and cafeteria workers and so forth already from Rock Hill School District, the Clover Schools, Fort Mill, York, and Chester Schools already. First vaccinations on all of those folks and second on many of them. And in addition, we've done 8 charter schools or private schools here in York County already done. And my expectation is, and Jimmy, you've got the schedule on Winthrop and York Tech.
Next week.
Yeah, they'll be done next week. And so in addition to getting all the schools done so that we can go back to schools 5 days a week, we've started an industry day, which it was an innovation that Jimmy came up with, wherein for one full day, we bring in industries, their entire workforce at one time, get them vaccinated, and get them back to work. So we're the only people doing that.
And how's that been received when you've called some of these industries?
It's great. They're signing up en masse. And, you know, one of the problems we've had with the VAM system has been how do you sign up to get the account? We now have the ability to do mass uploads for accounts, so we can take these industries like we did with the schools, upload hundreds of people, tell them certain times they need to be there, like give me 50 people an hour, you know, for the next 4 hours. And we've been able to get a lot of our local businesses in that way. So we're saving Wednesday for industry day. And that's just so that we can work with these people that will have trouble really getting individuals in because the appointments go so quickly, but we can bring in just teams of folks. And that way, if they need to shut down the process for a couple hours, like the schools to go virtual days, they can do that and we work with them, because if we just let it happen on their own, they won't be able to coordinate that. So that's worked really well. It's been received well. And that's how come we're able to get all these folks in. We have the capacity to do about 1,200 people a day. So it is amazing. It's a workshop. So when we are able to do it, you know, we can really break down the teams of folks that need to come in at certain times and make it happen.
So if you can do that many in one day, that means an average person, from the time that they walk in that front door till the time they get the shot, not the waiting period afterwards, but the time they get the shot is going to be what?
About 35, 40 minutes.
35, 40 minutes.
If it gets a little bit longer, it's because people show up too early, and it creates a little bit of a queue. But if people show up about 10 minutes before their appointment, we can usually get you in and out of there in less than 45 minutes.
Sure. How's your what's your status of your volunteers? Are you got enough? Do you need more?
We're always happy to have new volunteers, but right now I think we're booked up pretty much through April.
That's pretty much true.
Yeah.
We need injectors. Injectors are the ones that are the hardest to come by as far as the general public helping with the data entry. We seem to be really good on that. We have plenty of folks. Obviously, people that can come back multiple times helps, because once we train you, it's nice to have you come back several times so we don't have to take time to do that again. Having injectors on the site, that's where we usually have the most need. When we're running 1,200 people a day, we need about 18 stations to really keep that moving. So we're doing 150 to 170 an hour, and you need a lot of people to do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a company that you've got 300 employees, I mean, just think about it. If you'll set your time up with us, in 2 hours, you can have every employee in your company done at one time.
Wow.
And it's a real service, I think, to the business community. We got the list of all the companies who have 75 or more employees from the chamber and also from York County. Their economic development folks were kind enough to give us the information. And so Jimmy and his staff have been contacting them to try to get them to come in an orderly fashion so that we can get whole industries going full operations again without the constant worry and the constant issues surrounding the infection.
So at the rate that we're going, 20,000 in whatever it is, 3.5 weeks, who's done the math to figure out when we really can achieve what they call the herd immunity here in York County?
You know, I think we've seen the beginning of that, and Mark or someone from the hospital could probably look into a little more the data. But the data we're seeing, the trends, the numbers are coming down, or whether that's because people have had COVID and the antibodies are present, people are getting the vaccination, that's coming down. But I really think we're starting to see that the numbers on the decline, which I think is a good big part of it. The lower age groups haven't always shown symptoms and signs of it to begin with. So there are probably people that have had it and didn't even realize they had it. It's the older community that ended up in the hospital that really created a lot of the major issues. And that's not to say young people couldn't get it and have issues, but the majority of the population had problems were older. And I think we're starting to see that we vaccinated the 70-year-olds, the 65-year-olds, now we're down to the 55-year-olds. I think it's going to be a couple more weeks of seeing the 55-year-olds. But I think once we get past that, I think we've hit probably close to the immunity, or at least the people that are likely to have issues with it. So I think we're going to be in good shape in the next 30 days.
Would you concur, Dr. Nasaka? Yeah.
Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, no, I think Jimmy's spot on with what he's saying. We're seeing it nationally. The trends are declining. At Piedmont, you know, we've got a significantly lower demand than what we've seen for 9 or 10 months. And so I think, and of course the weather's warmed up. So there's a lot of factors that play into this, but we're seeing less incidents. However, like any flu, you know, it's just around the corner from coming back again.
Yeah.
So the good news is we're seeing people get healthier. And it's reflected in the numbers. Now, I think one of the things that I was thinking about when they were speaking, and that is, why don't you talk a little bit about just the reaction you get from people when they come into the clinic, and I think that's important.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the reasons we're able to have so many volunteers. People know they're doing great things. And, you know, there are a lot of opportunities in the community to volunteer for different programs, and they're all good, worthy organizations that need help. But I think when you can see older folks who have not been out for a year, and their first time really getting out at all, other than maybe going to a doctor, has been to come get a vaccine shot, you know, and they tear up. I mean, you are giving back a piece of their life, or giving them their lives, and just to think that some of them can now see their grandchildren, and they haven't been out at all, you can't help but get chills. You can't help but know you're doing a good thing, and when these folks come back week after week with no pay to spend all day, you know, dealing with the hustle bustle of running around, and every day the rules are a little bit different because things change on us, but they're willing to do that because you see how happy people are and how excited they are to get their life back, and that is you can't beat that.
We have had a couple of experiences out at the clinic of people demonstrating grace in their perspective on this. We had one shot left, and we had two people standing waiting for the shot, and of course it's the proverbial question of who gets the shot, right? There was an elderly lady there, and there was a school teacher. And the elderly lady said, you know what? We need to get all of our kids back in school. Give her the shot. I'll come back another time.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, and that's really been the attitude. We've had very few people who've bowed up and been less than courteous. And you're looking at, you know, thousands and thousands of people who've come through there. This, all the volunteerism that we've seen, the good frame of mind, the gentle nature of all the patients who've been out there, just further illustrates what a great community this is to live in.
Well, I'd say on top of that, too, you know, it is a great community, and we're seeing a lot of community outreach. But we've served over 170 zip codes, too. So we have people coming from other areas that have said, hey, you know, we hear Rock Hill's doing great things. We can get in and out of there really quickly. So they sign up, and it's interesting to hear where they're coming from. Maybe their appointment was canceled in some other location, so they heard that we had it. We could do it pretty quickly.
Well, look, there's two things about this conversation that I really like. You know, one is that the people are so happy because we're giving them their lives back. Right. I mean, not we personally, but the mere fact that they have access to the vaccine is, in a sense, giving them their emotional life back, giving them their freedom back and peace of mind back. And like you're saying, people have been cooped up for a year living in fear on what could happen. And now all of a sudden they get a sense of confidence that, wait, hey, you know, I'm going to get past COVID. I'm going to get past this and I'm going to get back to my life. And so that part's really good. The other part that's good is, all of the volunteers, you know, are now part of, you know, providing health care to people. And now you people get to see that I've got the best job in America, right? And the fact that you get to be part of a group of people that are serving others and are helping others. I mean, there's two stories here. There's the health story of people who are getting healthier. But then you have the other story of people being of service to their neighbor, you know, and I guess the third one is, you know, the city really has stepped up between the mayor and Jimmy. The mayor would agree. Jimmy's done just a phenomenal job and most of the work. But the mayor's been there every morning, right? Mayor gets there every day. It greets people. And clearly, the mayor's brought the authority of the mayor's office to the challenge so that he could get people lined up. But Jimmy's done just the lion's share of the work in terms of organizing and making it happen. And so I really think it's another good part of this is what the government has done, right? I don't know about you, but sometimes I like to talk bad about the government. And but in this case, you know, the city of Rock Hill, that's the mayor's office is the government, right? It's part of it. And they've done a great job of getting together people and organizing and serving this community in ways that, as Rick pointed out, other communities would like to emulate.
Well, just to follow up on that, some of the other board members at DHEC, a couple of them took me aside the other day and said they'd received complaints about why they couldn't have something like Rock Hill does. Mark, I would agree. In reality, this challenge of the virus exceeds the capacity of government. It does. It's no different than a world war, really, when you look at the total numbers of deaths and the economic impact and all that. It exceeds the capacity of government, and that's why the public, just as we would in the case of a wartime, the public has to step up, and that's what everybody's done. And it's a tip of hat to them. And additionally, there's not a person who's come in there that we've asked for any money from. It's all been done with no charge, unlike some places in the state. There's no charge for any of the vaccination efforts that are being undertaken. So we have not canceled appointments, unlike MUSC and some others who have canceled wholesale numbers, large numbers of vaccination appointments. We've not done it. We've managed the program very closely to the available vaccine, and if we didn't have vaccine, we didn't schedule. And you may recall back when this first started, they were booking seats for appointments months in advance without even knowing if they had vaccine, and there have been hundreds and hundreds of people who've had to have their appointments canceled as a result. We haven't done that. So it's been well run. The guys who are doing it know what they're doing, and gosh, what a success story in only 25 days to turn this thing around like this.
And if it could ever happen, it would and to be done right, it's right here in Rock Hill. We've seen this happen before when volunteers turn out.
Yeah.
But this one is probably the biggest turnout on a consistent long-term basis. To have 1,200 volunteers, what'd you say, 6,800 volunteers?
6,800 hours.
Volunteer hours, 20,000 shots, and I mean, it's just mind-boggling. I mean, it's just amazing. What a credit to the city. What a credit to the community, because that's, as I always say teasingly, I think it's the water we all drink out of the Catawba that makes us all this way, but I mean, we really have a...
It's definitely in the good water quality here, no doubt about it.
From somebody who's responsible for that, right?
Absolutely. But right. The city's got great staff. Good. I mean, Dina Keever, Lisa Brown, I mean, we've got a good team that's out there every day. We've got volunteers, but we have a lot of good people managing it. Martin Saka's wife, April, I mean, we've got good people that are making sure good things happen, and you just can't beat that team.
And if you want to meet somebody who's got energy on steroids, you need to go into the clinic and ask for a lady by the name of April, and she will show you what excitement is all about. Would you agree to that?
No doubt about it.
I have to put a pitch in here for my wife, too. Yes, Kim.
Kim's there all the time.
She's there all the time, and she's really enjoying this also as a mission, as a volunteer.
And that's wonderful. That's what makes it work. All right, we've got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, now I know these guys know how to do it, but for those who stumble through it from time to time, we have the cue card here. We're going to tell America how it's done here at Substation 2. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. The white letters only, Mark Nasaka. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited-time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Your health care can't wait. Piedmont Medical Center has a full-service ER ready to accommodate any health care need. This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Piedmont Medical Center. From trauma care to imaging and lab services, we offer high-quality care with board-certified physicians. Don't delay in an emergency. Count on us to be here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Learn more about Piedmont Medical Center's emergency room and check in online at mypmc.com/ercheckin.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We have a table full of people today. Mark Misaka, the CEO of Piedmont Medical Center. Rick Lee, who is the DHEC commissioner from Rock Hill. And Jimmy Bagley, who is with the city management staff in Rock Hill. All have been very, very involved with this vaccination clinic out of the gallery. And I also want to thank the Warren Norman Company. I know you do, for making that space available to pull this off, because that's a huge space. And so, Rick, I know that you've got we don't want to lose track of this. There's just a lot of people who've done a lot of things to make this thing work as well as it has.
Yes, and I do want to make sure we recognize them as much as we can. We have sort of a collaboration worked out with Good Pharmacy, and we've been working together. If somebody needs needles, or they need technical assistance or administrative assistance, or you've got problems with different customers getting them in for shots, we work with them. Alton Hyatt and Laura over there at Good Pharmacy, I can't say enough good stuff about them. I mean, that's the advantage of a local hometown pharmacy, what they've been able to do. And they've done a lot of vaccinations over there as well. Then we have Comporium, which was kind enough to give us our communication system out at the clinic. The Coca-Cola Rock Hill Bottling Company has been supplying all the drinks for all the volunteers every day, day after day. The Chamber provides lunch for our volunteers, and they continue to do that from a variety of restaurants throughout Rock Hill. We've received cash donations. We got some cash from the county. We've gotten cash from others to help run the clinic. York County Emergency Management folks have been great. A number of the county organizations, the solicitor's office and others, have been able to work with us when we needed a few additional people for vaccinations. They were able to provide them in short order. And of course, the city of Rock Hill and Piedmont Medical, I mean, we couldn't have done what we've done without those two big stalwarts stepping up to the plate. I remember when John Geddes said, I will commit the city to help.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knew the extent of what he was saying at that time, but
especially me.
Especially Jimmy, that's right. But 1,000 man hours later, our clinic was ready in 8 days. And since then, the city has just been the backbone of it. And then Piedmont's contribution of pharmacists and injectors and management of the vaccine and the transportation of it and all the things that go to make this happen, it's just been remarkable. And so those are the folks really that we want to make sure they're recognized for what they've done. And if you run into one of these people, you need to say thank you.
And let's thank all the business community that's chipped in dollars when they didn't have personnel.
Have a list with me.
It's a long list. Yep. And that's what's provided the lunches day in and day out. And when you're feeding 80 or 90 people every day, 4 or 5 days a week, that's a bunch of food.
It is
a
indeed.
Bunch of food. And the restaurants who have discounted all that to make it work. All right. We want to make sure that people understand the value of these appointments. Get online. It's a confusing system, but, you know, fortunately through Piedmont and the city of Rock Hill, it's gotten a little bit easier, even though it's not the greatest thing in the world. And you do have a call-in line as well.
We do. Jimmy?
I was going to mention that, you know, if folks are having difficulty, they can call our number. We have a call center that's there while we're open. That's Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4. That number is 803-980-2684. Again, that's 980-2684. We have folks that can help talk to you about when appointments are coming available, how to set up your account. We can even help you do the account online while you're there on the phone with us. That way we can help you book an appointment that way. So we definitely have done everything we can possibly do. The corporations, we mentioned earlier, we're working with all the businesses. If you've not heard from us, reach out to us. We'll be glad to try to get you in and do a mass upload of your employees and try to set up times if you're meeting that current requirement with DEAC. We'd be glad to work with you on that.
How can they get to that number?
You can just dial that number, and it goes straight to the call center, folks.
Somebody didn't write it down.
You can go to the city's website. Good point, Mark. If you go to cityofrockhill.com/COVID-19, you can actually get an application to go to Piedmont's site to do an application online. The phone number is posted there as well. That's cityofrockhill.com/COVID-19, and you can find out all the information you need to be able to access the clinic.
All right.
But the other thing with regards to appointments is if you get an appointment, show up. If you don't show up, we take the vaccine out of the freezer, and once it's thawed, we have a limited time during which we can use it. So if you have an appointment, please show up. We're running into a problem now with people making multiple appointments at different locations. I'm telling you, it's happening. And so all that does is it denies somebody else an opportunity to get a shot when you don't show up. We had one day a couple weeks ago where almost 200 no-shows.
Oh, my.
And so you can imagine that wreaks havoc with our ability to manage the vaccine. So we don't want to be like MUSC and make lots of appointments and then have to cancel them and just say, sorry, your appointment's gone. When we give you an appointment, it's because we have the vaccine and it's for you. And you need to be there to get your shot. So,
all right. With about a minute left in the program, even though there are other vaccination sites that are coming online, it looks like this clinic is going to be in there for the long haul. I mean, this is where the bulk of the vaccinations are happening in your county, correct?
That's probably true. I think the more the merrier. I mean, the end game is shots in arms, so the more people that can help with that. I know they've opened up now a whole new litany of folks that can do the vaccines as far as the injections, veterinarians, military personnel. There's a lot of other folks doing it. I think the more that can help with that, the better, as long as there's vaccines available. We're very fortunate to have Rick Lee looking after our area. At DHEC to make sure that, you know, because he knows we can manage it. We're not like others that wasted it like we heard earlier in other sites. So we're putting it in arms. We're not wasting anything. And having it here in York County in our area has been great. And if other people can help participate with that to get more people vaccinated, that's even better.
Well, congratulations, Piedmont Medical Center, City of Rock Hill, Rick Lee and DHEC and all the hundreds and hundreds of volunteers. Thousands of volunteer hours have been going into this thing. Can't thank you all enough for helping out your fellow citizen and getting us all vaccinated so we can get this thing behind us. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Now, he has been dying to do this, so I'm going to get him to lead us in it this time. Mark Nosaka really likes this slogan here, and I've got it in letters so he gets it right. All right, so at the count of three, everybody just listen. I mean, chime in and help him out now. How do we do it here at Substation 2? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
There you go. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.